At the Queensbury Hotel in Glens Falls, supporters celebrated Elise Stefanik's win. The 30-year-old Republican beat out Democrat Aaron Wolf and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello. She will replace Democrat Bill Owens, who is retiring from the seat he's held since 2009. The campaign between the candidates in the sprawling district was at times tense, particularly between Stefanik and Wolf. The GOP supporters cheered on Watertown Mayor Jeff Graham, who introduced Stefanik when the race was called Tuesday night.
We do come here tonight. You know, when we go to bed tonight and put our head on the pillow, you can sleep with a feeling of safety because the wolf is no longer knocking at the door.
The crowd at GOP headquarters was marked by the large presence of young supporters. Jimmy Yoon, a sophomore at Union College in Schenectady, interned with the Stefanik campaign. He was joined by several of his fellow students. Yoon said he drove up to the district several times a week and estimated he knocked on about 800 doors.
All of us are consistently shocked at what Elise is and what she is. She's only 30 years old. She's only 10 years older than me. And for us, like especially me, that's an inspiration for something I can do. And I think for my entire intern class, that inspires us that she can be a new generation of leadership.
The MC of the evening and Warren County Stefanik Volunteer Coordinator, Mark Westcott, said the youth involvement in the campaign had a big impact in the swing district. Westcott said he believes more young people should become engaged in politics.
And there's no reason why we can't start right here. And Elise Stefanik, I believe, is the future of the Republican Party, and people like her. And hopefully it'll motivate more young people to get involved, not only in the process, but also to run for office.
Stefanik took to the stage after securing a 2-1 lead over Wolf. During her victory speech, Stefanik thanked her opponents for their involvement in the closely watched race.
And no matter their party, our democratic process is strengthened by those individuals willing to put forth their ideas and with the courage to put their name on the ballot. So thank you to Aaron and Matt and their teams on a hard-fought race, and please join me in giving them a round of applause.
Until Representative Bill Owens was elected in 2009, New York's North Country District had been held by the GOP dating back to the Civil War. Stefanik spoke about the district returning to Republican hands.
So I think what that shows is that geographically we have a wide spread of support. We also have, you know, support beyond party lines, so Republicans, but also Democrats who supported us at the polls today. And for those for the voters who didn't support me, I will work very hard every day to earn their support by strong constituent services, a willingness to work across the aisle on the tough issues.
Reporting from Glens Falls, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.